It's July 6, 2022. It's about 9:45 in the morning. Once again, that's July 6th, 2022. As usual, these are going to be kind of meandering, rough notes. I'm trying to get together some topical information for the Proceed with Caution presentation. And I was just kind of looking through my notes, and the first note that I ran across in my updated outline, segment outline, was I had warned about divine discontentment, and that was kind of where I started to, even before looking at my notes. That's part of the main topic material that I was considering, because really, in the end, that divine discontentment and the intensity of that discontentment can be, or probably is, the most of highest concern to me in presenting material, that I make sure that others understand that the material that I've developed and I'm sharing can stir up this discontentment within us. And perhaps in my thinking about it, perhaps the deepest source of that discontentment comes from a concept that I've covered with respect to establishing a practice. So the way I kind of saw this was, if you become aware through whatever process that awareness takes place, an awakening awareness, then your consciousness expands. So awareness is somehow related to a knowledge, an understanding, or a wisdom. So once this awareness takes place, that awareness, that knowledge, understanding, and wisdom becomes something, an abstract thought, idea, or perhaps standard that we become aware of that exists in potential, meaning we become aware. But the value is in potential. True or actual value is in application only. And that's why, whenever I speak to the awareness, the awakening awareness, and through that, the expanded consciousness, whenever I speak to that, I always couple that with establishing a practice. Because if we don't find a way to apply through our practice that potential value, then we risk discontentment. And the most intense form of that discontentment is divine discontentment. So, in preparing to take these notes, one of the development notes that I glanced at was notes that I took from Jordan Peterson. So, the way he sort of approached this, and I'm kind of ad-libbing this, even in my notes, I sort of did that. was that he offered the guidance that we should continuously be prepared, so constant preparedness for the apocalypse. So I looked up that word just out of curiosity, and it appears in my notes that the phrase that most applied to what I'm approaching, and I believe what Jordan Peterson was approaching, the meaning is to uncover. So his warning, so to speak, is to be prepared for the apocalypse of discovery. And in this particular approach, in this particular for this warning, the most intense experience that one can have in this realm, which is the mythological realm, that's what how he refers to it. It's a mythological, in his words, a mythological landscape of human experience, not the objective world, but the subjective world. So when he talks about the apocalypse of discovery, and he even also refers to it as the humility of discovery, what he's primarily, at least in my view, especially in the development of my material, what he's especially referring to is the humility of self-discovery. And, you know, he doesn't use these particular words, but I added a note for myself. What he's really referring to is self-discovery hell. This is, I heaven and hell, I have a lot different view of heaven and hell than perhaps others. So I think they're both a state of being. It's encapsulated in a presence of mind. And so this subjective mythological landscape that he's referring to is emotional suffering. This is the self-discovery hell that I believe he is referring to and I am referring to. An emotional suffering, and I also believe that the most intense form of that emotional suffering is divine discontentment. So I think what happens, in my estimate, what I suspect happens is through this process of self-discovery, the question becomes, do you know who you are? Do you know the potential that you represent, that you represent to the world? And I think that's really where the spring well, so to speak, of this divine discontentment comes from. Because if you do become aware, most especially if you approach becoming fully aware of what and of who you are and what you represent in potential to the world, to yourself, and to the world around you, and you don't act on that, then there's discontentment in that. You become aware that you're capable. You have all this possibility, potential within you, that is waiting to be released and expressed, but you're not engaged in the practice of doing that, of being present, fully present. That goes back to materialize. So what's the teleological purpose? Materialize creative consciousness. It's becoming a proper soul. It's that spiritual potential being properly clothed in a flesh and blood body. So to me, that is probably the most important form of warning that I need to offer up at the very beginning of offering to share this material. Some of this is related to the condition of the initiate. The initiate is prepared, and part of that preparation is being prepared for the apocalypse of self-discovery, understanding that they're going to get stirred up and they're going to come to realize that they have some work to do in order to go through the process of self-discovery and self-actualization in order to once again reach a rest state, but also understanding that that rest state is always a temporary condition. As they grow and evolve and experience emergence, that rest state, those periods of being at rest, may become longer, and the states of unrest, when they have further work to do, hopefully work play, will become less intense, but they will always reoccur. It's a recursive process. Why? Because of potential. No matter how far we progress, we are of infinite potential. So we will never reach that. It's always another foundation. Whatever state we reach, it's always the foundation upon which to build the next structure, the next awakening awareness, the next self-discovery, process of self-discovery, self-actualization. So that, to me, you know, it goes back to one of my earlier notes about you can't unring a bell. Proceed with caution, because there's turbulence, there's storm ahead. There's a storm ahead with lots of emotional turbulence. And if you're not prepared, things can go very awry. Jordan Peterson talks about if we fail, and when I say fail, what I think I would really mean by fail is if we forfeit, if we choose not to act, then It's what I call acts of non-forfeiture. If we choose not to act, then we forfeit. And this can lead to becoming embittered. And now Jordan Peterson says, and of course I don't know, because like I said, these are loose notes, but he talks about that we may drift towards the desire to destroy. We may turn against the world. So I think that's probably the primary part of the warning that I need to get up front with and disclose in the immediate, as soon as the potential initiate is introduced to this proceed with caution warning. So from there, I guess the other thing that one of the other things that I want to make sure that I disclose here is this is all about conversion. You know, going back to the master's craft, it's the true intention is to affect the course of events by affecting the course of thought. Affecting the course of thought is conversion. And so I want the individual to understand up front that that is the intent of the master's craft, and therefore my intention. And again, this comes back to once aware you can't unring a bell. You know, I talk a lot about, and this is in later material, but I maybe it's worth mentioning here that I talk a lot about resonance. So part of what I'm approaching there with you can't unring a bell is the ring of truth. If this resonates with you, that we're, you know, we are a spiritual or divine resonant cavity, you can't unknow that. Once this resonates with you, you know, you can't escape it. There's no easy exit. And so if you don't act on it, you risk that divine discontentment, which can be very intense and debasing. You know, you find out, you may find out, just like there's a parable in scripture that talks about building on the rock and the storm came and the structure stood, or as opposed to building on the sand, the storm came, the foundation was washed away, and the structure was in utter collapse. And so I think that humility of self-discovery or self-discovery hell is becoming aware that, hey, I built my structure on sand. And so, you know, that's, you got a lot of work to do. And, you know, so it is a prescription that can lead to much better, to a higher quality of life, not only your own life, but the experiences, the standards that you radiate into the lives of others. But it's work. And as Jordan Peterson says, if you're not prepared, most especially if you work to resist and protect the status quo of where you are and where those around you are, then you can suffer this emotional turbulence. You can suffer this divine discontentment. I think the last thing that, well, there's kind of like a couple last things I want to cover. The one thing is part of the warning is beware, drama alert. It's going to be, has a high potential for drama. Drama that you radiate into the world around you, and that it comes into yours. Now, that could be a reflection of what you're radiating, or it could be the source of others. Others could be the source of that drama, trying to protect the status quo of the relationship or the patterns, that behavior patterns that you've exhibited in the past. They don't really want to deal with this emergent being and becoming. They want to deal with the old being, with your previous behavior patterns. They don't want you to exhibit growth and evolution in your becoming. Can be a source of a loosening of the bonds, of a loosening of the connectedness between you and that other person. And that's a loss. People don't like loss. I guess the last thing I want to say is one of the things that's fascinated me about this process over my life is how the extraordinary becomes ordinary. And it's kind of an odd experience, because you go through this growth spurt and it's extraordinary. It's magical. I mean, that's kind of, the best word I can, it does seem magical in the moment, and it's a high. I don't really know how else to say that, but it's an elation, it's a high. But then, as you continue upon your path of adventures and misadventures, what in that moment, what was just absolutely extraordinary, an epiphany, I've heard it said many ways, that gets folded into your being through that becoming. It gets folded into your being, and it becomes ordinary. There's a part of, part of that that's like, I guess you could almost say it's like a letdown. That intensity, it's kind of like, I wish I could keep that intensity going where my everyday routine is just, feels magical. But that's, for me personally at least, that's not true to life. True to life is there's always, as I said earlier, there's always that next awakening awareness. There's always that next epiphany. There's always that next being becoming, that emergence. So I don't know how I can really express this concept of the extraordinary becomes ordinary, other than saying that it's not to focus on the loss of what that experience, how extraordinary it was during that moment, that epiphany, that awakening awareness, that expanding consciousness. It's not to look at it as the passing and loss. Rather than that, enjoy that. Be in the moment. Enjoy the moment. But also, as it becomes folded into your being through the becoming, then recognize your further future potential and have that, you know, what's the word I'm looking for there? Embody, no, cultivate an anticipation of what's yet to come, knowing that it's a recursive cycle. It's coming again, and it will wash over you just like the last one. That's, like I said, it's really rough notes, but that's the best I can do to approach it. Anyway, I guess that's all for now. Signing off.